This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I was the first to go public with this. I was the first one to reveal it, and I was attacked for it.
Okay.
But I was the first person to tell everyone that TikTok was a big fat lie.
Okay.
And it still proves itself every day. I was tricked with the Coca-Cola pie that did not actually exist.
All right.
And those
I'm
ladies,
tired of hearing about that,
she tricked me, fooled me completely.
Okay.
But now they're doing another lie.
Okay.
There's a lady on TikTok who's gotten a bunch of fame and recognition because she claims she has discovered that we are all putting our garbage bags in the garbage can wrong.
How's that?
She says instead of shaking the garbage bag out and getting that big puffy thing and then stuffing it down in there, that the garbage bag is actually designed to be put onto the garbage can and then pushed down inside like a hat.
Now, I remember this coming out a while back, so she's not the first to mention this. But if you look at the garbage bags, the seams are on the inside.
Yeah, but if you do it that way, no one else in the house is going to know that you've done that chore. You know, and you're not going to get the credit.
Yeah, because you don't get that...
Right. So. It's a little too quiet for me.
You had to make that big old announcement and, shake the bag out.
Yeah.
What you doing in there, honey? I'm just putting the garbage bag in.
Again, because you didn't.
Yeah, I think it's a big lie. I think that the shaking it out is just part of the process.
I agree.
You get rid of anywhere it's stuck together, and it's fun.
Plus, when you put it in the trash can, you got so much air underneath it that you can only put like three things in there, and it's all puffy.
Right.
And you have to let the air out the side of it.
Well, and if you put it over, it's almost like you were blowing up a balloon, like if your garbage can was blowing up a balloon, right? You put it on like that and then push it down.
Okay, so you put it over the top, you stretch it out, and then you push it down in the center.
Okay.
I don't know about blowing up a balloon. Well, don't put it in your mouth.
Then when you push it down, though, the garbage air inside it comes back up all over you, all the molecules and stuff.
Yeah, it does look like that would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the satisfaction of tossing something in and watching it deflate the balloon, like you were talking about.
And what's worse, don't you hate it when you have taken out your trash, you forget to put the trash can in there, and you go to throw something away, and you're like, oh, man. Or you actually do throw it away, and it hits those clank.
Yeah.
So my son and I were talking about some of this last night in general. Talking about why people have a hard time with new stuff. And I told him, I said, you get someone who's 60 years old, they learned all this stuff their whole life was a certain way. And then some 20-year-olds come along and go, no, that's wrong. You have to do it this way.
Or you're old.
And they don't care. It's not even about the issue. It's about being told they're wrong or that they did it wrong their whole life. They aren't going to be quick to come around on any topic. Which is why we have some of these people going, oh, these people have hate in their hearts. They don't have hate in their hearts. They just don't want to have been told their whole life wasn't right.
Well, I don't think a lot of grannies are out there watching TikTok and doing twerking TikTok dances. You don't see grannies doing that, but that would be funny.
You do, actually. Yeah. TikTok has all kind of insanity on it.
They have grandmas doing the twerking dance.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do.
I can Google grandma twerking and it'll come up.
You're not going to get a little old lady looks like Mrs. Santa Claus.
Okay.
Because grandmas these days look like they're in their 30s.
They're wearing yoga pants.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You probably find one of those little Miss Santa Claus women too, though, because everything's on TikTok.
Miss Santa Claus.
You said the little old Mrs. Claus.
You probably could find Mrs. Claus.
I think so, too.
I'm sure. Twerking with the elves.
There you go.
TikTok has all its unholy and evil on it.
That almost sounds like a dance exercise video. You can now purchase Twerking with the Elves for $19.99.
For additional $9.99, Twerking with Mrs. Santa. Okay. So all I'm saying is don't believe this lie about the garbage can. You can do it that way if you want, but like Hawk said, you're going to get garbage air all up in your shirt.
Well, if this has upset you this morning, the garbage can talk, I'm going to really upset Tom with something that's on TikTok coming up here in the next few minutes.
It's
I cannot
lies.
Wait. I know this is going to be good, though. I cannot wait to tell you this absurd, what is it?
Absurd.
Both of those. It's that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, have you heard of rejection therapy?
I've lived it.
Okay. Have you? Okay.
I got a lot of rejections when I was younger.
Dating.
But you seem bitter. Did you get therapy for it? Because I don't think you did.
No, I think this is therapy where you get rejected.
Yes. The idea of rejection therapy is to seek out rejection to feel more at ease with getting rejected.
I did do that.
Okay.
We went out one night in Orlando, and we had a contest to see who could get rejected the most, and I won.
You're a winner!
But it was cool because eventually, instead of feeling like a total loser, you were being cheered on every time you got rejected, and it took the sting out of it.
That's so sad. Bless you and your friends. Bless you. You just couldn't get a date, so you just made up a game for you at least win for
the
night.
Yeah, he could win one.
Yeah.
Was it hard to get rejected? I mean,
it got easier after a bunch of them.
No, I mean,
it really was. It was therapeutic because then you didn't fear walking across and asking because you didn't care if you made the walk of shame back because everyone was cheering for you.
But did you go with the purpose of getting rejected?
I don't think not at first. He was trying to get a date, and it became this game.
No. We went out, and we were like, all right, we're going to try tonight, see how many times we can get shot down.
Wow.
We were sure hoping that they wouldn't shoot us down, but we were cheering when we got shot down.
But did you have to go out of your way and act like a totally different person to get rejected?
You just went and asked.
Oh, okay.
I think it's fantastic, Tom.
I thought it was, too. I was so excited to win.
What a great game. I'm like,
but you're just now talking about it. It's a good idea.
What did your trophy look like?
We didn't have trophies.
It gives a whole new meaning to the name The Biggest Loser.
Yes.
You could have your own reality show.
Now, see, I'm glad you weren't there because we didn't look at it like that.
I mean,
we were positive about it.
Positive about rejection.
Yes, because it helped us build up a resistance or an immunity to the pain.
That's what they say. Rejection therapy helps to build confidence over time.
Well, yeah, this is basically exposure therapy. I've been trying to do it with spiders. It has not worked.
Yeah, okay.
I'm still terrified of them.
All right. But they say truly feeling cringy can make you free, make you feel free anyway. Here's one of the examples they had with rejection therapy. So this lady went in, asked the store employee if she could have a dress for free. And, of course, you know the employee is going to say, well, no, you can't. She said, I wanted to feel the full cringiness of it. The full embarrassment of it. I walked out and I realized, you know what? The world didn't end. It continues on. And so that's a more unusual rejection therapy story, but that's one of them.
But see, that's automatic rejection. You were even asking that question. You know you're going to get rejected.
Yeah. You say that, but that's not true. They might be like, you know what? We've got a dress in the back that has a small hole in it. We don't want to fix it, but you can have that one for free.
I'm going by my bank today.
See, you never know. This really goes back to a book I read once called You Can Negotiate the Price of Anything.
Which I agree with.
And they were like, you can go to Walmart and make something up like, you know what? This box has been opened. Can I get a discount? You can negotiate anything and you can ask for anything if you have enough strong outer shell.
Okay. If you do want some rejection, possibly you could go ask a friend for, hey, can I borrow $1,000? Because you know they're going to say no.
That one's a little risky, though, because it is a friend.
You go to a friend and just say, hey, will you help me move this weekend?
Are you moving?
No, but you want rejection. You're trying to get someone to say, okay, you say don't use friends. Go up to a perfect stranger and say, hey, would you give me a back rub?
Okay, that would probably get you some rejection.
Yeah, but what happens if they're like, actually, yeah.
Then you've won.
Either way
is a win.
Is that a win?
Yeah, anytime I get a back rub, it's a win.
You want to make sure the stranger's you're attracted to them. Yeah.
Or at least you're not disgusted by him. I mean, I'm not attracted to every massage therapist that gives me a massage, but I still enjoy it.
But you're walking down Main Street, and you walk up to some, you know, person. Let's say you're not married, and you're like, hey, would you give me a back rub? And she's like, absolutely.
I'm like, okay, that's a win. I'll sit down in this chair.
Sit down. I'd lay across the table she's eating at.
They don't have a table there, but they got those benches out at Main Street. You just lay on that. She can crawl up on your back, sit on it, and rub your back.
Wait for the bus.
So it's rejection therapy. It's nothing new, apparently, because Tom's been doing it for years.
I've been preaching this. It's a great way to get confidence when you're dating, because dating is so tough. It is so scary to make that walk across the room, and it's so embarrassing to do the walk of shame when they say, no, I do not want to dance with you. But when you turn it into a contest and make it fun and your friends are cheering and drinking, then all of a sudden the girl's going, what just happened?
Yeah.
And you don't feel bad.
Yeah. And you know what? You're going to get rejected so many times throughout life. If you're realistic, you think about college applications, you think about job interviews. There's a lot of rejection that goes on throughout our life.
And you know what happened one time? One of my friends went up. The girl said no. We all cheered and clapped. And she went over to him and goes, what's going on? What happened? And the next thing you know, they're dancing together.
Oh, wow. It worked for him.
It got enough attention that she thought it was cool enough that he actually didn't. No, I didn't get any of that.
So you still won tonight.
Because I really won.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how familiar you are with class action lawsuits, but I'll try to explain it real simply for you. Most of the time, what happens with a class action lawsuit is that a lawyer company or law firm will find something that a company did wrong, and they'll get a bunch of people to sign up for this class action lawsuit. And what will happen is, let's say Tide soap sold something and they charged too much for it. And they'll get everyone who signs up a 35-cent off coupon for a new box of Tide. But the lawyers will make millions. It's not the best thing. But the point is, it's supposed to keep these companies honest because they don't want to get this class action lawsuit and lose all this money.
Right.
It doesn't help the people who were wronged, but it's supposed to keep the companies from taking the risk to do these wrong things.
And the thing is, after it's all over, said and done, they're still wronged by the attorneys, like you said. I don't know why they get such a large portion of the cut.
It's because we don't have good laws in place. But if we cut their payout too much, they just wouldn't take the cases at all, and then the companies would get away with it completely.
True.
So it's very tough to come up with a great answer to this. But most class action lawsuits, you sign up, you get a couple dollars or some coupons. There's one that is an exception to that rule right now, and it's for the company Juul, who sold e-cigarettes. There is a class action lawsuit. They've agreed to pay out $300 million in damages for not being honest about how addictive and unsafe vape pens are. Now, here's the crazy part.
They sent coupons to buy new ones.
That would be wild. But no, this is one of the few class action lawsuits where people are getting paid significant amounts of money.
Wow.
People are getting Venmo transfers for thousands of dollars now.
I wish I'd have started smoking.
But it sent a lot of people to the hospital. So when you factor in medical bills that these people have to deal with now...
Well, that's where you hope you're one of the people who didn't go to the hospital, but you get the $9,217 payout that one person actually got. There are $3,000 payouts on a lot of these, And these people are getting either Venmo payments, or if you opted for physical checks or gift cards, those are coming later. And they said to make sure you check your spam folder. I forgot to sign up for this. I never actually smoked any of these, but I know I got some secondhand smoke along the way.
But do you ever pay attention to them? Like, because I've gotten one from Verizon or something. I've gotten one from different companies that said you could be part of this class action lawsuit. Throw it away.
I sign up for everyone. I got two cans of spam once.
First off, I don't want to be required to go into court and testify.
You don't have to go into court and testify.
I ain't got time for that.
It's not how it works.
So you don't know me.
I do know. This is how it works, is the person who brought the lawsuit is the one who goes to court. They get more money than everyone else. So you got one person, a lawyer, those two get most of the money, and the class shares this big payout, which is everyone else who just signed the paper.
And I don't need 30 cents off my Verizon bill. I'm okay with that.
Well, it could be $30. You never know. But it's never enough to make it worth what they did wrong to you. Except in this case, this guy got $9,000, and assuming he didn't go to the hospital, Tori, that's a win.
Mm-hmm. But how many of these do they have to pay out? Do they even, you got to run out of money at some point.
Well, when they do run out of money, then it stops the payout. So you want to sign up quick, because they established $300 million for this payout. Now, that's not going to bankrupt the company. They just set that aside for these payments. And once they're done, they are done with the lawsuit and they're free.
But see, if a company that is doing stuff like that can still operate afterwards, is it even really a win? Because then you have a whole new wave of people buying this and getting infected.
Well, to some degree, if they keep doing the part where they lied, then, they could get sued again. But what they'll do now is put a little Surgeon General warning at the bottom saying this is very addictive and dangerous, and you do it at your own risk. You're right. If it doesn't punish the company enough, it doesn't do any good. But that's just kind of details. They're trying to do that. $300 million is more than a slap on the wrist, even for them.
I think it started like with our grandparents and stuff, because they would smoke the cigarettes and they didn't have any filter on it at all.
Oh, those are strong.
Those were just plain. And then, of course, people got, I guess, died from that. And they said, okay, let's put a cigarette filter on the end, which... Is that kind of like a Brita filter, the cigarette filter? It's kind of like a Brita filter. And
it doesn't get all the toxins out.
It makes it healthier. And then they went to the vaping, and I don't really understand that, because the vaping, it looks like, I don't know.
They're not putting smoke in your body.
Yeah, but it's...
Smoke is bad for your lungs.
But you're putting moisture.
Mist in your body.
Even the mist wouldn't hurt you, but they found out the vitamin E turned out to be really bad when you... basically infused it straight into your lungs.
So weren't they saying for a while that vaping was actually worse than cigarettes, or was that a myth?
No, that's something they said. I don't know if it was or not, but it definitely caused some problems for some people. What you don't remember, Hawk, is you're not mentioning anyway, is that they actually used to tell people cigarettes were good for them.
Well, yeah, a long
that
time
was
ago.
Originally, they were like, oh, the Marlboros are good for you.
Marlboros.
Marlboros. That's funny.
They did that with lobotomies, too. They were like, it'll make you feel so much better.
Okay.
You're going to feel great.
I don't know if that's true, but
after the third or fourth,
I don't remember the lobotomy lawsuit. But, so it's interesting. If you know someone who smoked Juul e-cigarettes, you might want to hang out with them. They may be coming into some cash.
Yeah, you carry their oxygen tank. Walk over to the computer and sign up for this class action lawsuit.
Oh, it's too late. You had to sign up by February.
Well, great,
I'm just saying, some of your friends may be getting some payouts if they smoked these e-cigarettes.
And actually send it back in, because I wouldn't have sent it back in.
Well, now you know better than to quit doing that.
Well, start smoking Juuls.
You know that there's something wrong with it because what happened to the A, B, C, and D cigarettes? I'm like, it took them that long to get the E cigarette right?
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. Gosh.
You smoked something that messed you up.
I ain't smoked a thing, Tom.
Who wants to go in on a class action lawsuit against Hawk?
I could definitely use that.
You mean on my jokes? Those are free. You
Those
can't
aren't
charge
jokes.
Me.
Oh gosh.
You have not been charged for
that. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.